Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! From a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Everybody, good morning, good morning. That was Kirk Franklin. I've been looking for you. This is Charmaine Langford, your hostess of Keeping It Real with Charmaine on your gospel extravaganza episode, your gospel power hour. It may be more like 45 minutes or so, but you get the point of it. I just wanted to welcome everybody to episode 94 of Keeping It Real with Charmaine. Thank you, Lord, so much for another day. Thank you for letting me wake up with less pain in my body day by day. I'm able to walk better without the cane at some times around the house. This morning, I was able to march from the living room to the kitchen, back to the living room, back to the bedroom. So my balance is coming back. In other words, Charmaine is coming back. The devil tried to defeat me this year every which way possible, but I had a praying mother, and I will not give up until my last breath, okay? So thank you all so much for listening. I want to wish my niece and nephew a very happy 26th birthday. I can't believe it. I remember when they were born. They're 26, y'all. Time flying by. We getting old. Well, older. Well, some of us just get better with age. But happy birthday, Ashley and Austin. I'm going to take them to lunch shortly. And speaking of Miss Ashley, she wanted me to dedicate this song to her. It's from...
You're listening to The Sound.
God in me at the last second. I just felt to play that song next. And you know why? I like the verse that says, you don't know how much I've prayed. You don't know how much I've gave. And I'll use myself as a quick example. A lot of people say, oh, you're so lucky. You know, everything you touch turns to gold. You know, you seem to get every break. No ma'am, no sir, no ham, no burger. I struggle. There's an old saying that when a girl looks just like her mother, she's going to have to struggle three times as hard to make it in life. And y'all don't know the many 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning prayers I'm putting out and, you know, the rent I've paid for people and will never repeat it. And that's just good karma coming back to me and blessing. So don't assume that Charmaine got it all. please, I struggle, okay? So Mary, Mary, thank you all for the wonderful song, The God in Me. Now I'm going to play Change Me for my niece Ashley, and this is from Tamela Mann. Enjoy.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can change you. I'm telling y'all, you are talking to somebody who has changed her lifestyle. You know, for you all who don't know me, I used to weigh like 530 pounds, and I was a foodaholic. I was hostage. Food had control of me, and I just remember crying and praying and like, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't fit any clothes. My health is about to go. I'm a ticking time bomb with diabetes and blood pressure. And with prayer and determination, he changed me. And now I'm an advocate for eating clean and for exercising. And that is going to take me all the way, because I have so many plans to help others. But that's Miss Tamela Mann. The next song is dedicated to my Aunt Pell. And I'll tell you quickly how she got the name Aunt Pell, P-E-L. Her first name is Thelma. She passed away years ago. She was my favorite aunt. Aunt Pell was cool as a cucumber. I mean, beautiful. She looked Native American, hair down to her shoulders, naturally straight, down her back. Beautiful. Aunt Pell didn't play, though. But when I was the oldest child, and I couldn't pronounce, her nickname was Thel, T-H-E-L, short for Thelma. And I could not pronounce Thel, so I said Pell, P-E-L. So that became her name for the whole family, Aunt Pell. And Aunt Pell passed away, unfortunately, of a very bad case of lung cancer, and which makes me hate cigarettes even more. But I remember fond memories of her on Friday night. Don't laugh, y'all. She would get her nips. They used to sell beer in the small bottles, like really small bottles. And that's when she would play her best gospel. The more nips she drank, the more gospel played. And I remember her playing this song by Sam Cooke called The Hem of His Garment. And I remember she let me taste my first beer. She said, don't tell your mama. And I took one sip and spit it out. And I was like 3 or 4 years old. And that's why I hate beer to this day. But Aunt Pell, my darling aunt in heaven, I love you. This is dedicated to you, Sam Cooke, Hem of His Garment.
You're listening to The Sound.
I just want to tell the truth. I just want to tell the truth.
Well, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick. Sick so very long, but she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, oh, and oh, and oh, and oh, and oh, said if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, oh.
Amen. Aunt Pell, that was for you. You know what, y'all? God is in my room. My mom has to be here. I swear on my mom and my brother, the next song I was supposed to play was Hem of His Garment, and Mary Mary song started again. And my mom's first name was Mary, or is Mary. She's always going to be alive to me. So it's like I feel chills. I feel her around me. And, woo, that's crazy. That's crazy. I love you, Mom. I know you're here with me playing gospel. My mom loved gospel music. I'm going to tell you a funny story. We used to belong to this church, and my mom, I got it from her, very emotional. And it's no shame in having emotion. And there were certain songs they would play in church, the band, and my mom would just burst out crying. And one day the microphone was on, and we overheard, the whole church overheard the minister saying, play that song that always make Mary cry. And we just all bust out laughing. So, Mom, I know you're here because that Mary Mary song tried to start on its own. But Hem of His Garment is dedicated to Mom Pell in heaven. This next one, guys, is going to get me in my feelings. It's by Smokey Norful, Justified. And my late brother Tony introduced me to Smokey Norful. And when he was in his last days of life, he would play this song a lot. I'm not going to talk anymore because I'll get emotional. But here's Smokey Norful, Justified.
Yeah. Glorify,
glorify,
paid my ransom. Yes, He did.
I've been redeemed by His blood of Calvary.
I've been made free.
I've been made free.
Despite my enemy. Yes, I am. And all that was wrong, His love made it right. Now what greater sign can any man show than with His own blood He made me whole. He glorified me. Thank You, Jesus. He paid my ransom. Yes, He did. I've been made free. Thank You, Lord. Despite the enemy. Hey, yeah. Listen. I love this verse. Listen. If my sins had their way, I never would have made it with a debt I just couldn't afford to pay. He came and saved me when the enemy said that I couldn't. God said, go ahead because you're covered by my awesome, awesome, powerful blood.
I should have been dead
and never kept alive. His grace and His mercy, they watch over me all night long. If it had not been, 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 if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side. Hey, listen, I got some testimonies, listen. Just like Nineveh that was headed for destruction, God stepped in and He said,
not you.
You're gonna live and you won't see the day of destruction. Just like Daniel, who was condemned to the lion, then God said,
not you.
You're gonna live. Just like David, who was dearly beloved in spite of, God said,
not you.
Yeah. Hey,
let's talk about you.
If you be honest with yourself tonight, if it had been for the grace of God, you would have been, you could have been, yeah! Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Hey, some of y'all got it twisted. Listen. Confused about who kept you. Hey, when the enemy said that I couldn't, God did it. When my haters said that I wouldn't, God did it. Hey, I thought we'd never get out of the poorhouse, but I thought we'd never see the White House, but I'm claiming it.
God, they said I wouldn't, but God. They said I couldn't, but God. They said I should have been dead, but God. They said I should have been sick, but God. They said I never should have made it, but God. Come on and just shout.
Amen, amen. That song, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys can't see me. I got tears coming down my face. My face is like super red and hot because I'm thinking about my brother. He used to say, "Perk, God is able." And the line that said, you know, God's been over at your house. Yeah, he has. He's shown up at my door many times, y'all, at 11:59:59 when I thought it was lights out, when I thought it was over. He would show up and knock on my door with a miracle. You know, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a regular person with feelings that I show off sometimes and cut up and act silly and goofy and slip of the tongue and sometimes a quick temper, but my heart is 100% pure. And I was raised by a good praying mom and family, and I know right from wrong, and I try to do right. I'm not perfect, but what I'm trying to say is that I know the Lord and I depend on him, especially like I can't say it enough. This year right here has tested me. This year has made me so strong. I mean, it's like things just bounce off of me now. I mean, like I thought I was going to die. And here I am sitting up straight and about to get a house. Like I can buy a house today if I find one. Just I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Like blessings are pouring in. You got to go through that storm to get strong. He's preparing you for bigger blessings because you know the bigger the blessing, the bigger the devil. So when you go through storms, just know that you got to hang in there and that God got your back. Keep your faith, okay? Tony, that song was for you. The next song, I'm going to dedicate this to my ex-coworker, Dave. When I worked at AARP, I was a senior IT tech years ago, and I shared a big office with five guys. Y'all know I'm like the only female most of the time on the teams that I work on. So I used to listen to my gospel music in between rock music. I'm a music junkie. But when I would play gospel music, my friend Dave, who I shared an office with, he would tell the guys, they would be talking raunchy sometimes. He would say, y'all shut up. Charmaine have a church over there. And I remember this song playing one day, and all of them got up and left out and let me have church. So this is Kirk Carr in the sanctuary. Dave, thank you for the respect. I hope you're doing well.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
Yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Amen. You know, I'm sitting here laughing at myself because I remember Dave and the guys being outside my office door. They would actually give me 5 or 6 minutes for this song to play because I would really get into it. And I remember at the end, you would always think that Kirk Carr was finished. And one time I looked up and he and Wesley, another guy I worked with, had begun to open a door to come back in the office. And when they heard the song continuing, they closed the door and went back out. I work with some crazy guys, y'all. I have the most wonderful rapport with my male friends, my male colleagues, and we keep in touch. Dave, he was a rock musician also. Me and Dave shared a love of music, and we both love, I love all kind of music. I love rock music, and he and I used to sing rock music together, and he's a Caucasian guy, and I'm a black female, and we were the best. What? Bill Gates ain't have nothing on us when it came to IT. Let me say that right now. You send Charmaine and Dave out together, the job is done, okay? So, Dave, thank you for that, those wonderful memories, my dear, and I hope you're doing well. I wish I had downloaded William Becton, Be Encouraged. Now, that song, I'm going to do that on my next show. I promise. I'm going to do another one of these gospel shows. Be encouraged no matter what's going on. When you feel like you've hit rock bottom, when you don't know how you're going to pay that bill the next day, when you have a foreclosure notice, an eviction notice, electricity about to get cut off, your kid is on drugs. I mean, it can pile up. Be encouraged. I know it sounds crazy, but if you keep your faith, if you say, Lord, you all I got at this point. I don't have the money. My child is running wild. My job is on the line. My health is bad. If you let him know he's all you got, he will come through for you. So my last and final song is Miss Yolanda Adams. Some people say Yolanda. Yolanda Adams, the battle is not yours. And it's so true. The battle is not ours. It's between God and principalities. So here's the beautiful, beautiful Yolanda Adams.
Can't feel no hope.
Absolutely, Yolanda Adams. Absolutely. I want to give some applause to my first gospel extravaganza show. Let me play some applause. Hold on a minute. Thank you. Thank you very much. I find the most amusing sound clips online. I actually shared that with another fellow who has a new show, and I hope he puts it to good use. But you guys, thank you so much for joining me on this gospel hour of power on Keeping It Real with Charmaine. I am overjoyed at how things are going with my life right now, and I owe it all to God. I'll say it again. I thought this was a wrap for me this year, and I want you all to have a wonderful day. I'm about to go celebrate my birthday. I'm sorry, my niece and nephew's birthday with them, and a lot of stuff to do the rest of the day. But you guys keep me in prayer to find a house. I'm ready. Everything is ready. It's like somebody giving you a blank check or a big check and telling you go spend it, and every store you go to, the doors just closed. These home investors are eating up houses. Like, no sooner than they go on the market, by the time you even make an appointment to see the house, it's gone. I'm like, I'm ready to move out. I'm ready. Everything is ready. But the properties just keep slipping through my fingers. I'm like, there should be a cutoff to how many houses an investor can buy. But I guess money talks. I guess they say whoever got the money and shows up first, they get it. So, but I know mine's is out there, and I'm hoping to find something at least today or tomorrow, by Wednesday, to put a contract on and wrap this move up. You guys have a wonderful week. I'll be back for episode number 95, Keeping It Real with Charmaine. A lot of good shows coming up, y'all. Get ready. Rub your hands together, because I'm about to bring it, okay? Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Love up on people who love you. It's so hard to find genuine people. When you find somebody, I made a video last night on Facebook. When you find somebody who loves you for real, don't turn your back on them and think they're too mushy or they're looking for something. Some of us really love. I love hard. Okay? Take care, guys.